This ASA educational podcast is brought to you by the Soy Checkoff. It's hard to believe that the soybeans in each of the pods growing in your fields pack so much of the nutrition your wide-ranging customers need. From protein, amino acids, energy, and minerals for livestock and poultry, to edible oil that holds a whole set of other nutritional benefits for humans. It's these advantages that keep customers of all species coming back for seconds and thirds and fourths. So knowing about them helps keep America's soybean farmers delivering cutting-edge value in a global soy industry that's evolving every day. If you could take a tour of a soybean, you would see many nutritional benefits that are valuable to your various customers. They're the same benefits that keep soy demand and your profitability high. Let's start with amino acids. Amino acids are the building blocks of protein. They're required for a variety of functions in a human being or animal. Amino acids can be compared to a barrel built with planks of different lengths. Just as the barrel will only hold as much water as the shortest plank will allow, feed will only benefit an animal as much as the most limiting of the amino acids will allow. University of Minnesota soybean researcher Seth Nave explains.
If you give animals a whole bunch of amino acids, they need all of those in some sort of a proportion to one another. Their growth will be limited not by any of the 19 or so, but it'll be the one single one that's most limiting to them. So that's why we're always trying to lift up the low ones, because overabundance of those other ones doesn't tend to do the animal any good.
Amino acids are an essential ingredient for feed companies, according to Ken Bryant, Cargill swine specialist.
The economic cost of the ration is a high driver now. In other words, we would set the amino acid specifications for the diet. Then we would offer the various feedstuffs or ingredients that are available to meet those nutrient requirements. And amino acids and energy would be our key ones. And so what the cost of the soy product is relative to its nutrient content would determine how it would rank in the formulation. If you could have a higher energy soybean meal, it would give it more value in the computer matrix. Or if you had a soybean product that was higher in one of those key amino acids versus something like DDGs.
With protein and amino acids being so important to the diets of poultry and livestock, it's crucial for soybean farmers to plant the highest quality of soybeans possible. It's easy to grow high-quality soybeans without sacrificing yield, according to Nave.
Protein and oil are the most valuable parts of soybean, but they're also the part that makes up the yield of the soybean. So depositing more oil and more protein on an acre basis gives us more yield on an acre basis. So fixing how to make more of both of those gives us more yield.
A major health benefit for humans eating soy foods comes from compounds naturally produced by the soybean plant called isoflavones. Isoflavones are constituents found in the soybean that appear to reduce the risk of heart disease and certain forms of cancer. Mark Messina, an expert on the health effects of soy and a nutritionist who serves as a consultant for the Soy Checkoff, says most foods with isoflavones don't compare to what soy can offer.
It's a natural component of soybeans and many other foods, but in all other commonly consumed foods that have isoflavones, the amounts are so small that they are nutritionally irrelevant.
Eating more soy foods, particularly soy nuts, edamame, tofu, and textured vegetable protein, is the best way to take advantage of isoflavones, according to Messina.
If you consume soy, you get a lot of isoflavones, and if you don't, you get very negligible amounts.
Omega-3 fatty acids, which are a type of polyunsaturated fat, are required by the human body but cannot be produced internally, so they must be consumed as part of our diets. According to the Harvard Medical School, omega-3 fatty acids reduce blood pressure, raise good cholesterol or HDL, and lower triglycerides. They may help prevent and even treat heart disease and stroke. Soybeans are a great source of omega-3s, according to Richard Galloway, a consultant for the Soy Checkoff.
Soybean oils are the primary source of omega-3s in the American diet.
Galloway explains the significance of omega-3s and where they can be found.
There needs to be a significant positive balance of omega-3s versus omega-6s. And again, the most significant source of that is soybean oil, especially the soybean oil that's found in liquid margarines and salad dressings, mayonnaise, and that we use day-to-day at home for cooking.
For more information on the nutritional bundle inside a soybean, check out the September 2015 issue of Beyond the Bean magazine or visit unitedsoybean.org. This has been an ASA educational podcast presented by the Soy Checkoff.